Okay, once again, would you state your name once again? We're ready to get started, ma'am.
It is Monica Treviso.
Okay, the Honorable Mr. Awanis will chair your hearing at this time, ma'am.
Ms. Treviso, pardon me, Ms. Treviso, can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Okay, I'll be conducting your hearing if you'll just give me a second to get our roster in order. Am I coming in clear?
Yes, you are, sir.
Thank you, sir. Ma'am, pardon me. Okay, can you state your full name and ADC number for the record?
Monica Trina Treviso, 315484.
Thank you. You're appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency for a revocation hearing regarding your community supervision. This hearing is regarding the one alleged violation listed on your warrant of arrest. You should have been given a form notifying you of this hearing at least 5 days ago. I see that you signed that form on October 26, 2017. Is that correct, ma'am?
Yes, sir.
That form listed your hearing rights. One of those rights is that you could hire, at your expense, a lawyer to represent you. Seeing no attorney with you in the room, are you representing yourself today?
Yes, I am, sir.
I would like to introduce you to the members of the board conducting the hearing. If you can see on the teleconference screen, to my far left at the end of the bench is the Honorable Mr. David Neal. At the center of the bench is our esteemed board chairman, Dr. C.T. Wright. To my right is the Honorable Ms. Gail Rittenhouse. And my name is Louis Quimones. I'll be serving as the panel chairman for this hearing.
Okay, sir.
Also present in the room is our community corrections officer, Mr. Osborne, who will be representing the Department of Corrections as well as your parole officer. Before we get started, I need to swear you in. So, Ms. Treviso and Mr. Osborne, you solemnly swear to tell the whole truth and nothing but the truth, so help you God, or so you affirm.
Yes, I do, sir.
I do.
Thank you. Ms. Treviso, this hearing will be conducted in two phases. Phase one will be to determine if you violated the conditions of community supervision, with phase two deciding if your supervision should be continued or revoked. I will begin phase one by reading from the warrant of arrest. When I read the allegation to you, you need to tell us whether or not you believe the allegation is true or false. If you believe an allegation is false, we will take further testimony from the Department of Corrections and then we can talk about it. The board members will make the final determination whether or not you violated your conditions. Do you understand what I just explained to you?
Yes, I do, sir.
Now, again, this is only the first phase of the hearing. According to the warrant of arrest, you violated the conditions of supervision and have lapsed or probably about to lapse in a community or company as follows. Allegation number one, violation of condition 12A, is demonstrated by your failure to report to your assigned parole officer within one working day on February 11, 2017, after your release on February 10, 2017. Your whereabouts were known, thus you were an absconder from supervision. Ms. Treviso, is this true or false?
This is true, sir.
Thank you, ma'am. Based on Ms. Treviso's admission, I move to find her delinquent as she violated the terms and conditions of her supervision and that she may have or have lapsed into criminal ways or company.
Second.
Agreed.
Okay, Ms. Treviso, we're going to move to the second phase of the hearing.
Okay, sir.
We will, during this phase, we will determine if your supervision should be continued or revoked. But before we move on, please stand by as Mr. Osborne, our community corrections officer, is going to give us additional background information. If you'll just remain on the phone, we will come back to you shortly with questions. Thank you, ma'am.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Yes, sir. Mr. Hugh was released from DOC custody on February 10th of 2017. He was arrested on October 9th of 2017 by the Phoenix Police Department under his condo work status and was returned back to our custody that same day with 240 abscond days with a community supervision end date of January 25th of 2018. Current conviction, 2016, endangerment, 1 year. He's had one term in DOC, had the CEOIR score of 2-1, a mental health score of 2, and a substance abuse score of 2. There is no STG or gang information noted, and she has community risk score of G1, B1.
Thank you, Mr. Osborne. Back to you, Ms. Treviso. I will make a quick review of your case supervision summary. It looks like that you were approved to reside at Skelly House, 2432 West Turney Avenue, Phoenix, Arizona. No other placements were approved. Did you ever live at that house at all?
At Skelly House, sir, I was there for 2 days.
Were you working at all when you were outside of the prison system, ma'am?
No, I wasn't, sir.
And we have no programming notes because it would appear that you absconded from supervision before there was any programming directed by your parole officer.
Yes.
You were missing from community supervision for 240 days. So what were you doing during that time, ma'am?
I had just got a place after because I was homeless for a little bit after the Skelly House because I didn't have work at that time to pay Skelly House. So I went and I stayed with a friend for a little bit and they helped me get a place where I was residing. I had a place for a while, but I had a friend helping me out. I didn't have a job or anything. They were just helping me out with my place.
Ma'am, we're not here to retry a case. This is for a warrant of arrest for a community supervision violation, but it says that you've only been in the prison system one time for a charge of endangerment. What exactly was the endangerment charge for?
I'm not sure. I think it was for my husband. Back in the days when me and my husband were fighting, so that's what it was.
Thank you, ma'am. During the time that you're missing from community supervision, why didn't you try to make contact with your parole officer?
I was nervous, sir. I didn't know. It's my first time really in trouble. I don't get in trouble. I'm always doing good or something. I don't get in trouble, so I didn't know how it went. I was just nervous, sir.
Again, well, I'll say that, we try not to scold from this board, but I hope that you'll at least learn from this. Hopefully this will be your last time with the correction system, one way or the other. But I do hope that it's a lesson for you. I say this because we find that the parole staff is pretty flexible with people coming out of the system. They want to see you succeed. When you return to the community, and it's unfortunate that you didn't give them a chance, but I would ask you that you were arrested by the Phoenix Police Department on your abscond status. What caused the Phoenix Police Department to make contact with you?
We were pulled over on a metro bus. One of my friends, I guess, she had found something at Walmart and they were looking for this item, and I guess the police had pulled over the bus and that's when they asked for my ID and that's when they got me.
They asked for your ID because you were in the company of somebody else that was in trouble?
Yes, it was me and my two children and my friend.
Should this...
Yeah, I'm flipping at Walmart.
Thank you, ma'am. Should this board vote to return you to community supervision? What are your plans when you return to the community?
Sir, I have 7 children out there. I have my mother that I'm a changed person. I feel good about myself. I'm so happy to go home to my children and my mother and help her out. I'm going out there to get a job and get everything together for myself. I'm very focused, sir. I'm so ready. I'm still out of trouble. I don't get in trouble. I'm not looking for trouble. I'm a good person, I believe.
Well, that's good to hear, and I like your confidence. I hope you are committed to returning to the community and being productive and responsible. You said you have, well, you mentioned you had 2 kids with you. How many children do you have?
I have 7 children, sir.
7?
Yes.
Pardon me. I don't mean to be shocked. I just want to make sure that I heard the number correct.
Yes, I have 7 children.
Well, that's certainly a lot of responsibility,
yes,
and I'm glad that you're motivated.
Yes.
I'm going to ask my fellow board members if they have any questions for you. Yes, Ms. Whitnell.
Thank you, Mr. Thank you, Mr. Cummins. When you, Ms. Trevizo, when you left the Skelly House, you said you were there for 2 days and then you left and were homeless for a little bit.
Yeah.
Why didn't you go live with your mother then?
My mother was in California.
Okay.
And she just moved here to Mesa,
okay.
Arizona.
Okay, that explains that. And then, have you used drugs at all, Ms. Rubicha?
In my past, I did use drugs and alcohol, but I've been clean for a while now, so.
Okay. What drugs in particular?
I used to use meth and alcohol.
Okay.
But I am clean and sober.
And how long? When's the last time you used meth or alcohol?
It's been about... I'm going to say about a year.
Okay, good. That sounds pretty good. All right. Thank you, Mr. Cummins.
Thank you, Ms. Rittenhouse. And any further questions by fellow board members? Okay, Ms. Treviso, we're getting close to the end of this hearing. I will say that if you have been clean from methamphetamine or alcohol for the last 1 year, that's very commendable. And I hope you
Thank
continue
you
on that path. As we get to the close of this hearing, would you like to give a final statement to the board? We only ask that you don't repeat yourself, but this is your hearing. And is there anything else you'd like to share before we go into discussion?
That's it, sir.
Thank you, ma'am. And thank you for being so pleasant. The board will be going into discussion. It may sound like that we're discussing the case with you, but is the board discussing the case amongst itself before we come to our decision? So if you'll just remain on the phone, we'll come back to you shortly. Thank you,
Ms.
Treviso. The board is now in discussion. Fellow board members, I certainly like what I'm hearing from Ms. Treviso, especially considering that she was missing from community supervision for a considerable amount of time and states that she has been drug and alcohol free for what appears to be about a year, and I think that's a positive sign. I also recognize that she has some serious responsibilities in the community. It sounds like her mother has moved from California to Arizona so that she has support on the outside. Now, what I'm struggling with is as much as I would like to consider returning her to community supervision, there's a long period to have been missing, and we can't really account for what was happening in the time leading up to arrest. I'm glad to hear that she wasn't arrested for any other charges when the Phoenix Police Department made contact, but there is actual language in our warrants for company. As well as criminal ways, and that's where I'll begin the discussion. Maybe someone can bring some clarification. Okay. Thank you, Mr. Board Chairman. I'm going to go ahead and make a motion. and see where the votes land, and that is based on information provided in warrant number 2017W0514, our discussion with Ms. Treviso, and information provided by the Department of Corrections. The move to revoke community supervision is Ms. Treviso was delinquent, violated the terms and conditions of supervision, and had lapsed or was about to lapse in her criminal leisure company, inasmuch that she was missing from community supervision for 240 days, and we cannot account for her activities. And that is my motion.
Second.
Agree.
Okay, Ms. Treviso, your supervision has been revoked and you'll be released on or about January 25th, 2018. Again, that's less than 2 months away. We hope that you'll take advantage of the remainder of your sentence to pursue any programming, to continue to put together a plan for your return to the community. When you're released in January, you will no longer be under community supervision or parole. You'll be free to pursue your own interests and, of course, to be with your family and your children. So we do hope to see you succeed when you come out.
Thank
we don't want to see you again in the correction system. And again, I'll say it again. We wish you the best. Thank you for being so pleasant with the board. This concludes our hearing. Thank you, Mr. Treviso. If you could please give the phone to your CO3.
Okay.